Home Minister Peter Amram briefs U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton about Pakistan's inaction against perpetrators of Mumbai terror attacks. Home Minister Peter Amram met U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Washington on Thursday to brief her about Pakistan's inaction against perpetrators of the Mumbai terror attacks. Chidambaram's four-day maiden visit to the U.S. was aimed at enhancing cooperation between India and U.S. on tackling terrorism, particularly in South Asia. He briefed Clinton about the lack of progress in Pakistan in bringing the culprits to justice.
I did brief her on the state of the trial of Ajmal Kasab in India. And I also mentioned about the no progress in Pakistan, even in respect of the five or six people they've arrested, and that Hafiz Saeed remains a free man. I think that is enough. I think they know to draw the lessons from that statement.
India wants forceful action by Pakistan against leaders of Lashkar-e-Taiba, the group it says was behind the November terror attack last year, before resuming a peace process that was frozen in the aftermath of the violence.
I think the U.S. understands the difference between the way India has approached the post-26/11 situation and the way Pakistan has approached the post-26/11 situation. I think it's enough to draw attention to the difference and leave it there.
Chidambaram said that India and U.S. would take their relationship to a next level, which includes many other issues apart from Pakistan.
The next level does not mean leaning on Pakistan. The next level means many things. The next level means working together on security-related matters.
Chidambaram had met Obama administration's top officials during the course of his visit to study the U.S. counterterrorism measures that can possibly be adopted by India. He added that intelligence sharing between India and U.S. would continue.
I think India's position has been made clear by the Prime Minister and Parliament, and there's no need for me to add anything to it or clarify. On the second question about level of intelligence sharing, it has been pretty good. Even today, when there is actionable intelligence that is shared by the U.S. agencies with Indian agencies, we share any intelligence that we have vis-a-vis the United States, and this will continue.
India is pressing Pakistan to prosecute LET founder Hafiz Saeed, who was detained in Pakistan in December. A court released him in June on grounds of insufficient evidence. Ritu with Sonal for ANI.